Southern Vietnamese accent is proper. So for example, you're supposed to say, right? De La Yi, like, what is this thing, right? But then people in the South in Saigon, Ho Chi Minh City, will say De La Zi. They'll say Z instead of Yi. Technically, Yi is proper. Z is kind of more of like the New York City slang, whatever. And then there's people from Hue, who is like the center of the country, who is by either Northerners or Southerners seen as totally unintelligible. It's like, imagine if you're, you know, from California, Hollywood, perfect English, and then you go to like, I don't know, like, you know, the UK, you go to, you know, you go, let's say you go to Ireland, you go to Dublin, you go to, you know, Manchester, like somewhere where they speak English a little bit cool differently, you will probably find them quite unintelligible. Or like, you know, you go to like super deep Brooklyn, right? It's like the way people talk is like, or like even being on the East Coast in Providence, Rhode Island, being near to Boston, it's like, hey Joey, check out this guy. You want a cup of coffee? Kind of like talking like that. So all peoples speak differently, and I think that's what makes things interesting. So even rappers, right? Jay Electronica, Jay-Z, Kanye, etc., right? The reason why their raps are so great is essentially poetry. You could kind of, you know, transform and kind of fuck with the English language. So you could even say, like, even Eminem said something like, you know, some old interview from the 90s, see on YouTube, is like, you know, people think that you can't rhyme the word orange, so you don't say orange, you say orange, oranges, syringes, bridges, and you kind of twist and turn the words and you kind of morph them in different ways. This is why I think that poetry is so fun. It's kind of infinite, is that you take, you like, I forget who said it, it's like, if I was stuck in a desert island, was one book I would take is the dictionary, the thesaurus, because there's like a trillion words you could kind of play with and consider. So like, even one of my favorite rap lyrics lines from best friend Jay-Z is like, on the contrary, I packed the Mac Millie. The on the contrary, on the contrary, Mac Millie is like a little machine gun, right? Or like Kanye, right? It's like, I promise, I'm so self-conscious, you won't see me outside with at least one of my watches. Conscious, watch it. Like, you could kind of slur the words together, and actually it becomes much more artistic. Even our best friend, the rapper Future, right? Me and Cindy were actually considering naming Seneca Future instead. Is that the whole kind of like mumbling rap, it's seen as bad taste. I think it's a great innovation because it teaches you that, in fact, language is fluid. And actually, maybe it's not even the words themselves which are important, but it's rather the gist or the feeling or the mood, right? So like, even a lot of new Kanye's Donda 2 album, I think it's co-produced with Future, Kanye's doing a lot more of the mumbling rap too. And I think it's super innovative to harness any sort of technique and use in your favor is going to be very advantageous to your creative spirit. So for example, even in the context, well, check out this video, in the context of photography, etc., the more you can kind of fuck with tradition and you kind of mess around with it, the better. Wow. Okay, Google Air Kim Hadong, Hadong, creative photography workshop. Yo, this place is lit AF. AF stands for as that four-letter word. Okay, wow, look at this, man. I love it here in Hadong. I want to, it's funny, like, part of me, I'm like, I wish I could live here forever, but at the same time, nobody should live nowhere forever. I think the joy in life is kind of this range of all these different experiences. But certainly I feel much more creative here in the mountains. Even one of the best ways to be creative and to stream your creative thoughts is, you know, take along a GoPro, turn off the front LCD and turn off the blinking LEDs. Ultra wide mode, 1080p, 24fps. Just point it towards yourself and just talk whatever rando stuff comes to your mind. The reason why I think that nature, biophilia, the love of biological things, stimulates so many creative thoughts is that when you could see deep depth, like things really far away, and you could just see details and rando stuff, like look at the fractal patterns here. There's like 10 quadrillion ways that you could look at this way. It stimulates our mind. Also, superficially here on the ground, I want to make sure not to step on any spiky, you know, stuff. So as a consequence, I'm more connected to the ground and, you know, it's better for your mind. But anyways, so yeah, I think creatively speaking, if you want to become more creative, think more creative thoughts, essentially avoid flat areas or flat lands. Even it's funny, like people like the beach, right? We went to Busan the other weekend. The flatness of the beach is not actually really stimulating for creative thoughts. It's far superior to be here in the mountain. Like, actually, my idea would be, you know, to buy some sort of house in Crestline or Lake Arrowhead or something like that, or just Airbnb it every once in a while. Home ownership is for suckers. And whenever you kind of need to stimulate some further creative thoughts, come to some sort of mountainside area where you could be super quiet with the trees, and you could just kind of stream your thoughts much more. Like, even the problem is when I'm in the city walking around other people, I become a lot more self-conscious with my thoughts because, you know, I'm afraid of people overhearing. Oh, look at this view. Overhearing me and stuff like that. So, being connected to nature is good in so far much as not nature is beautiful for the sake of nature, is that it's just like insanely in like variegated. Like walking around, right? Imagine if each pebble was worth a dollar. You would have like 100 quadrillion different dollars. Like, this is Seneca's dream because he loves, you know, picking up rocks and throwing them into bodies of water. Also, the fun thing with elevation is, with elevation, it's kind of like life becomes more like a video game. Like, imagine like a Ocarina in Time, Legend of Zelda kind of video game. And so any world in life where you could do kind of more of this stuff, kind of the better. So essentially, takeaway points is, you know, give a middle finger to the tradition, become less respectful, and have the courage and the freedom to just kind of play around with social norms and share your thoughts with others.